switch camera? Okay, there we go. Just kidding. Okay, Charlie. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start with Charlie on there. Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting. Today is Thursday the 14th. It is a special meeting. For the record, it is 9:04. And I will establish we have a quorum here. We have Charlie, myself, Aaron, and Taylor. And I will open up the meeting for public comment. Seeing none, there's nobody out in the audience. I will go ahead and close public comment and move on to approval of the minutes from the March 10th Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting. Did everybody have a chance to look through the minutes? I'll look for a motion.
I did, and I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as they are established.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? No. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion carries 4-0. Okay. We will now go to consideration of the annual assessment report on the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District and continuation of the TBID assessment. I'm going to turn it to Sam to give us just a little brief preview of what this is and why we're here. And then we can move forward.
Sure, thank you. So I've committed to be very brief for all of you, and hopefully we can get out of here quickly. In staff's opinion, this is a very routine item. This is the ability for us to simply continue the TBID moving forward. Each year, we are required by state law to have the TBID create, the TBID Advisory Board, I should say, an annual assessment report. And there are very specific things that are required in that report that we're required to establish. Those things include what will the boundaries be the next year, what will the assessment be like next year. You have to say that every year, even if nothing changes. So the report that has been established, and I should say I worked with the Tourism Bureau Executive Director Brent Haugen to write this, it basically everything is status quo. We simply move forward as is and we continue the TBID for an additional year. The way we've done this is we have utilized the draft sales and marketing plan, and we have placed the assessment report as an exhibit to that plan. And the reason why we've done that is much of the questions related to the assessment report were included in the marketing plan, except for a few things that don't really make sense to be in that plan, like what are the boundaries of the TBID going to be. The marketing plan doesn't need to talk about the boundaries of the district, so that is informed by the exhibit. So they, in other words, we have synergy between these two documents, and it made sense for them to go together. So with that in mind, we obviously are going to recommend that you adopt that assessment report. The second part of what you're doing today is recommending to the City Council that they set the public hearing to continue the assessment itself for May 24th in order to declare the intent to continue activities and assessments for the TBID. Just very briefly, staff is recommending that you keep the TBID assessment as is at 3% moving forward for an additional year. We obviously have to renew that every year. And we know that there has been some discussion about whether or not we should keep the TBID assessment or consider a ballot measure to go to TOT. Staff recommends not doing that, simply keeping the TBID assessment. The biggest reason why being that this is a segregated, explicit funding source for tourism promotions and marketing. It cannot be used for anything else. Were we to change to a TOT revenue instead for this, there's nothing to preclude a future council from taking that money and putting it towards some other use. Because we know that recessions happen every 6 years, and that can hurt a city's budget just because revenues fluctuate, there's nothing to say that reasonably they should look at every revenue option they have to make sure that the base budget for the city for police and fire remains intact. Having a TBID assessment is a fantastic way to protect revenues that allow us to do a very robust level of marketing. And that has been very successful in Morro Bay. Over the last 10 years, we've seen occupancy go from 47% average to 63%. The average daily rate has increased by nearly $20 from what it was from, I think, $93 to $121 ADR. That is a lot of success, and it's directly attributed to the TBID. So with that in mind, staff is obviously recommending, and I've placed in your staff report what the recommendation is, that we recommend the TBID Advisory Board recommend to the City Council adopt the annual report pursuant to state law, set the public hearing date for May 24th, 2016, in order to declare the intent to continue the Morro Bay TBID activities and assessments.
Okay, thank you, Sam. So we are here kind of a little bit for formality. I have a couple of questions, but I'm going to turn around to Charlie. Do you have any questions or any comments?
I just have a comment, and then my comment is that the TBID, in as far as the stakeholders go, will be enacted and maintained and will continue on as long as I'm sitting on this board. It's really important to me to have a funding source that isn't interrupted, and you were very eloquent in your statement, and so thank you for the support of the TBID and the understanding of how important that funding source is. So I'm all for it. Thank you.
Aaron?
I would like to echo Charlie's thoughts and even add to that while these funds at the 3% are segregated out, strictly to focus, laser focus on heads and beds for our hotels, we are technically supposed to be a board of 7. We currently only have 5 members with us, which gives the opportunity for 2 other hoteliers in the area to come in, sit with us. They can review all of the documents and be a part of this very public process. And I think it's a phenomenal program. I'm excited to see it extended in the future years. Taylor?
I agree with Sam that we should do the TBID.
Okay, so I have a question just on formality. Being the, I guess I've got 2 other stakeholders now here. Welcome. It's nice to have you guys on board. So we as a board are going to pass this through. The hoteliers still have the right to come forth to City Council, correct?
That's the public hearing on May 24th, correct?
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure we don't.
Is making a recommendation.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. And I agree. I think I won't lie. I've been a little, this has all been very back and forth a little bit with the nonprofit versus now going into the city. I see it go a little backwards. I've lived the days when we were under the city, and it was a little, we had a different city staff, and we had a different city council, but I was disappointed to see it go away from nonprofit. So I would love to see it go for a year, though. I've said that publicly for a long time. I think this next year allows the city a chance to get trust in the hoteliers. I have heard a lot of word out on the stakeholder street that they're a little frustrated and they're disappointed in the way that it's went, which is why I want to make sure that if the stakeholders have, 2 cents to go, then they need to be able to have that protestability if need be, and we're not the ones here to do that. Because I do think it's important to have it solely for the money that it needs to be for. That is the one thing that I do agree with. I don't want to see it go into TOT and have it go into what we always call, and I know the city hates this, the black hole, but I know it goes to a lot of great services, but I do think it's hard. I get disappointed that we don't have vacation rentals, RV parks, trailers. It's just the hoteliers. Whereas if it goes to TOT, then they pay into that, but there is not designated money. So I know I'm the negative one on here, and I missed the meeting last night. Sorry, I can't be everywhere all the time, so I missed what happened last night, and I'll go back and watch it. I didn't have a chance last night because when I turned it on, the city council meeting was still on, so it wasn't replaying yet, and I wasn't going to stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning
Michelle, before you guys vote, because I think you're getting pretty close, I do want to say I really appreciate your comments, and I don't think that's negative. I think that being honest and having this discussion is the only way we'll move forward, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
no.
Having that frank discussion is important. The one thing I want to say is, too, I know that there is some advocacy related to going to the 5-year law, the 1994 law, which would make this a lot easier on all of us. We wouldn't have to be kind of having this battle internally every year. It would be every 5 years. We could just focus on mission and moving forward. And I think over the next year, we will take a hard look at that. We will probably work with the TBID board on reviewing a potential recommendation for next year's consideration. And I think that's a great opportunity to do that, where we can kind of show the just how we're moving forward with a new tourism manager and mental marketing on board. Hopefully we can see some success. Hopefully this recession doesn't hit us the way we're hoping for over the next several years. It could be next year, the year after, the year after that. The economists aren't sure, but we're just going to keep moving forward, and we'll keep working with all of you to make sure we're doing that. So.
No, thank you, Sam. And it is. It's nice to sometimes have the put the elephant in the room a little bit, because I do think it's important for us to talk about it, and I don't like the back ending. I've talked a lot about the 5-year. I think it's a great way to get the vacation rentals and RV parks on board. So I do think that's something that we need to look at. It is very painful, and I've lived through all of the years of every year having this hashed out and having this be so controversial all the time. And I've always said I don't like it being so political. It's a very political thing, and I know you boys are a little bit newer to the board, but it gets so political, and I don't think that helps. We need to be working. We're worker bees in the hotel business. We work every day. We get up, and we scrub those toilets, and we mop those floors, and we work. We're at the desk, and we're dealing with the visitors, and I think – We need to kind of pull that politics and just work at the plan and get people in here, get the restaurants and retails and everybody involved a little bit more. I think it'll be more successful. And it has obviously been very successful. Otherwise, the city wouldn't have an interest in it. So obviously, it's working. I think there's just some trust that has to be built between stakeholders and the city. And the stakeholders right now are a little gun-shy. I'm going to be honest. They feel like, gosh, okay, the city's now got control of this. And I don't like to use the word control. I guess that's not a good word. But are they going to have our backs? Are they going to really feel like this money's going to overnight stays? And I think that's a big concern for the stakeholders, and rightfully so. And so I think the city needs to prove that it is. And I think this first year is really important, that the money doesn't just get thrown into administration. I remember the days when the city put in $200,000 and $300,000 on top of the TBID money. When we first started the TBID, the city put in. So that's why I appreciate the $50,000 city. It's great. But there were days where they were putting $200,000 in on top of TBID.
And remember, we'll be ramping up to that here over the next several years. We intend to go up to $300,000. So.
But that's over. This was per year. So this wasn't.
It'll be
just
$300,000 every year.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, so the first year is $60,000, and then based on hopefully a great TOT increase, we'll take the next 20% of the increase. We'll go back into this.
Okay.
The projection is that by year five, $300,000 every year is going
in. See, and that's where
it's not a single payment.
Okay, and
it's
think that needs to be really, really spoken out to those stakeholders and really loud and clear, because I have to admit, I think I missed that one. So
gotcha. Yep.
I think that's an important fact.
It's basically 10% of the existing collection of TOT. So if we think we're going to collect about $3 million this year, we're going to take 10% of that and put it back into tourism promotions and marketing.
I love it.
And that'll help us focus the TBID dollars really on the marketing aspect and those things. And hopefully, over time, we're going to work with the TBID advisory board on what can we do with the $300,000. Does that mean some event stuff that shouldn't maybe be used for the TBID?
Right.
Does that mean helping with the administrative side of it? Does that mean an event coordinator that we've talked about a little bit?
Yep.
Those are conversations we'll have each year as that general fund contribution increases, about how we can utilize that funding.
And I think that's great, because when we did first start the TBID, that additional money was more local. We had like a local campaign, and then we had the overnight campaign. So it was different. And then the local money, that money went away. And so we were sitting here going, well, gosh, the local's really important, and we need to have all this marketing, but it's coming out of TBID funds. And I think that's what really started a lot of the friction of this us versus them. I know we were going to get out of here quick, and sorry I'm talking. But I do think it's important for us to understand that the city, that's the city's role, is that's what they should be doing, is getting the restaurants, retails. You know, I remember doing a big campaign for January for Restaurant Month that we backed off the county. Well, this last year, we didn't have that money, so we didn't do it. We weren't as effective as we were in the previous year. So, and a big campaign for the locals to understand what tourism brings to the community, I've always said, is really important. Because I think as a local, we sometimes hate the tourists, but we need to understand that they're actually the ones that pay our bills, too. So I think it's important for us to find that good balance between the two. So, okay, enough said. I will zip. Yes, please.
I just want to say that the 10% of TOT going towards the tourism promotion is incredible. I think it's great. One of the things that we need to do is to educate our stakeholders, get them on board, and let them know that the city is promotion for us. The city is hiring a tourism manager. The city is putting in play the policy and procedure for us to move forward with a strategic plan that we will help develop with mental marketing to really promote this thing, to promote Morro Bay as a tourism destination and really put more heads in beds in the off season especially. I think that the stakeholders need to be educated that we are partners, that we are working together, that we are one unit working towards a common goal. And I think, you know, that's the message that I'm going to be talking about, you know, today to the stakeholders, is we have an exciting time ahead of us. These next few years are our opportunity to set up an economic plan, a work plan that we can really execute in an amazing way. And I'm just praying for that tourism manager to come soon and to get this plan going. So thank you.
Yeah. No, and I think that's it. I think it is an education, definitely, for the stakeholders. Aaron or Taylor, anything else before I go for and then I'll be looking for a motion. Any other comments before I look for a motion?
I wanted to, you know, back you up on saying that I do think that the vacation rentals and the trailer parks are a part of this, and I've always said that, and I'll continue to push that initiative.
And that's something we will put forward on a future agenda and an action item. So with all of those comments being said, I don't have any further. I would like to make a motion for the consideration of the annual assessment report on the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District and continuation of the T-bid assessment.
Probably under the recommendation section, Board Member Graves, if you would probably say the TB Advisory Board recommends the City Council adopt the annual report pursuant to state law, set the public hearing date for May 24, 2016, in order to declare the intent to continue the Morro Bay TBID activities and assessments.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I would like to recommend and make a motion that the staff recommends the TBID Advisory Board recommend to the City Council to adopt the annual report pursuant to state law and set public hearing date for May 24th, 2016, in order to declare the intent to continue the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District activities and assessments. Can I get a second for that motion?
I'd love to second that.
Okay. All in favor? Or any further discussion? No. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion carries 4-0. Okay. So good discussion and great thing. We go into the stakeholders meeting today, reminding the public out there, we have our stakeholders meeting 12 o'clock in at Morro Bay. Come, if you have things to say, tell us, because nobody's here to tell us anything else. So moving forward, declaration of future agenda items. Does anybody have any declaration of future agenda items that they'd like to add? No. Okay. Looks like we are adjourned. It is 9:20. Good job, boys.
You were right on. 20 minutes. I have something for 10. Nice.
There's a multiplier. I'm thinking 2. Yes, last night. Multiplier 2 would have been perfect.
See you guys later.
Bye, Tim. Are you going to be at the meeting later?
I'm just trying to lead by example.
Okay. That was good. I was all worried. I thought we were going to have people in the audience.
Well, that'll be May.
This is the way to do it, though, right? Yeah. It was good to do it here.
Absolutely.
And then focus on the future stuff for stakeholders.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Thank you for your positive comments. That was good.
I think it's really important that the stakeholders understand that 10%. So I'll be honest, I think I missed that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's intended to be, you know.
I felt like it was 300 over the 6 years.
Oh, no.
So it was like.
It starts with 60 grand and then it ramps up to a total cap 300 grand. And that's the PISMA model. That's what PISMA does.
Exactly.
That was kind of the swing for me months ago and saying, you know what, this is maybe you guys do believe in this
that's
program.
That's where I'm not the mathematician.
No, that's true. The council, I think, did a good job at supporting that. That was one of the main points that
you and Dave drove home.
Thanks, Michelle.
Got me on board.